Philip Sample PL, Dessert and Cure. Today's date is 02/22/2025. Dictation is for Miss Maria Perez Garcia. Perez Garcia spells P-E-R-E-Z. Garcia spells G-A-R-C-I-A. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 09/01/1964. A 60-year-old female here for follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient says she recently has surgery in her back and is here for primary care follow-up period, she says. Her back pain with neuropathy is now much better after the surgery. Says she's using a walker, which helps with ambulation, as she was advised to use this walker until otherwise stated by the surgeon, period. She says she had a visit with the surgeon on Monday, and she had a meaningful physical exam, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication and allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes per your next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient is accompanied by a daughter who stated that her mom snores loudly and wakes up in the middle of her sleep and appears to be struggling to breathe, period. Says she would like to her to have a sleep study. Next line, she also reported that her mom complains of a mass-like structure in her neck, which she noticed approximately a week or two ago, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status is 99%. Room air blood pressure is 155/84. Pulse 35. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal sign. Next line. There's a palpable non-tender mass on the thyroid gland. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Non-distended. No guarding. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Skin. Patient has diffuse erythematous macule on the anterior chest, the neck and her face, period. The patient indicated she started to have this rash after she took hydrocodone and was advised to stop hydrocodone and was given tramadol, period. Says she's doing better with tramadol. Next paragraph. Extremities, patient has upper and lower extremities, full range of motion, or lower extremities, decrease the range of motion bilaterally, secondary to surgery. Strength is 5/5. No edema, no erythema. Next paragraph, back, the surgery site does not appear to have any infection. Patient is not complaining of back. When the area is, she's not complaining of any back pain, and she stated that her back feels much better. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented tennis 3. Cranial nerve structure tennis normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is sleep apnea. Number 2 is thyroid nodule. Number 3 is post surgical follow up. Next paragraph. The consultation was completed for a thyroid scan and uptake. Next line, a ultrasound was done in the clinic. Ultrasound demonstrated a 1 centimeter thyroid nodule. Next paragraph, patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. She was advised to continue her pain medication she received from her back surgeon. Strongly encouraged to call the facility for or follow-up for a thyroid scan and uptake. Next paragraph, patient was also given a consultation for a sleep study. She was given a copy of a sleep study request and was advised to call for time she can be evaluated. End of dictation.